Hello, I'm CJ Baumgartner. Welcome to Amateur Hour, where we take a look at the scores over the weekend from amateur baseball games across our region. For Friday, July 14th, New York Mills gets an 8-4 win over Deer Creek, and long balls brought the Millers to victory as they hit four of them, two coming off the bat of Darren Gaudet. Nimrod beats Clarissa 11-1. That game went final in 8 innings. The Urbank Bombers get a 13-0 win on the road at Alexandria. All 9 of Urbank's hitters reach base in the victory. On Saturday, July 15th, Midway beats Vergas 9-0 in a forfeit, and Purim beats Wolf Lake 14-0. That game finished after 7 innings as Maddox Kovash pitches well for the Pirates, giving up only 3 hits and no runs, no walks, and racking up 10 strikeouts. Nimrod beats Bluffton 11-2 as Nolan Coyle goes 8 innings strong, 1 earned run, 4 hits. Jackson Winiger also gets 4 hits. And Clarissa beats Staples 7-3, and yours truly was so close to a home run at Pine Grove Park right off the fence. Closest I'll ever get to a home run in my life. I'm not bitter about it. I'm okay. I swear. We'll see. On Sunday, July 16th, Deer Creek beat Vergas 9-7. Purim and Bluffton in a doubleheader in the two games of the week everybody's looking forward to, and it was a pretty good one. Bluffton in Game 1 hands the Pirates their first loss of the season as they win 6-3. And then in Game 2, the Pirates got their revenge as they beat the Braves 8-2, and in that second game, it was all Carter Mulkey. He went 7 innings, gave up 4 hits, 2 runs on the mound, 1 walk, and 3 strikeouts, but at the plate, he had 3 hits, including a solo home run, and Gabe Packanen had 2 hits and a 3-run home run as well to power the Pirates to victory in Game 2. Sabika edges Park Rapids 5-4 as Park Kaiser hits a go-ahead RBI with 2 outs in the 9th inning to give the Stingers a 5-4 advantage over the East Sox. Midway also sweeps Wolf Lake in a doubleheader, winning the first game 12-2 and the second game 13-1. And now let's take an updated look at the 2023 league standings for the High 10 and Lake and Pine teams. So, in first place in the High 10, Purim's got 13 wins. Bluffton in second place with 11 wins. New York Mills Millers in second and third place, rather, with a 10-4 record. Deer Creek has 7 wins. Clarissa has 4. Vergas has 1 win. In the Lake and Pine, Midway leads the way with double-digit wins in 10. Nimrod has 8 wins. So does Park Rapids. Sabika has 7 wins. Wolf Lake 4, and Staples 1. And we'll be back on Friday as we take a look at this weekend's upcoming games as the regular season is starting to wind down. For more information and a full list, look at the standings, go to our website, wadinaradio.com. I'm CJ Baumgartner. This has been Amateur Hour. See you Friday.